This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy. Protesters gathered in Myanmar's biggest city Monday, despite the ruling junta's thinly veiled threat to use lethal force if people answered a call for general strike opposing the military takeover 3 weeks ago. Despite roadblocks around the U.S. Embassy in Yangon, more than 1,000 protesters gathered there while 20 military trucks with riot police had arrived nearby. The crowds were gathering after supporters of the Civil Disobedience Movement, a loosely organized group leading the resistance, called for people to unite on Monday's date for a spring revolution. The junta warned against a general strike in a public announcement carried last Sunday on state television broadcaster MRTV. Federal aviation regulators are ordering United Airlines to step up inspections of all 777s equipped with the type of engine that suffered a catastrophic failure over Denver Saturday. United says it is temporarily removing those aircraft from service. Boeing has recommended aircraft with the engines be grounded pending a decision on inspections. The announcement came a day after United Airlines Flight 328 had to make an emergency landing at Denver International Airport after its right engine blew apart just after takeoff. The National Transportation Safety Board said two of the engine's fan blades were fractured, although it did caution that it was too early to draw conclusions. Coronavirus vaccines are emerging as the newest currency of choice in the Middle East. The reopening of Israel's economy, a prisoner swap with Syria, and the arrival of vaccines in Gaza all illustrate how those with access to vaccines have political power in the turbulent region. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who has been at the forefront of this trend, is using his vaccination campaign to win over voters and punish those who refuse to get inoculated. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's pick of Judge Merrick Garland to be Attorney General offers a seemingly problem-free nominee with bipartisan support. Senate hearings begin Monday, and Biden is trying to restore the Justice Department's reputation as an independent body. The president also is looking for an attorney general who will manage the tax investigation of Biden's son, Hunter, as well as the fallout from the Capitol riot. And a special prosecutor is looking into how the FBI handled the Russia probe. Some 5 years ago, Garland's nomination for the U.S. Supreme Court withered because the then Republican-controlled Senate refused to hold a hearing on him. New Zealand lowered its flags and made special note of those who could not travel as it marked the 10th anniversary of the Christchurch earthquake that killed 185 people. Hundreds of people attended an outdoor service in Christchurch, which continues to rebuild from the magnitude 6.3 quake. It also destroyed much of the downtown. A separate service was also held in the northern Japanese city of Toyama, home to 12 students who died in that quake. Speaking at the Christchurch ceremony, the New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that it was important to remember that 87 of the victims were foreigners, and many of their families could not be there because of coronavirus travel restrictions. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog says that Iran will begin offering its inspectors less access, but will still allow the agency to monitor its atomic program. Rafael Grossi made those comments on arrival to Vienna late Sunday night. He was careful to say that there still would be the same number of inspectors, but there would be things we lose. He did not offer any specifics or many specifics, but the Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif said that this would include blocking the International Atomic Energy Agency from accessing footage on its cameras at nuclear sites. And again, a call for Monday's general strike by demonstrators in Myanmar protesting the military seizure of power has been met by the ruling junta with a thinly veiled threat to use lethal force, raising the possibility of major clashes, but still thousands gathered in support. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.